This is Ozarks at Large. A massive pump track is taking shape at the Jones Center in Springdale. And if you don't know what a pump track is, we'll explain in just a moment. The track is part of a bigger project called the Runway Bike Park, named as such because it's right across the street from the Springdale Airport. And there will be pro bike racers breaking in the pump track in just a few weeks as the Jones Center gets ready to host the Red Bull Pump Track World Championship. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us more.
At 25,000 square feet, it will be the largest pump track in the U.S. Claudio Calori, who hails from Switzerland, is the man behind the design. He's also the founder of Velo Solutions, which builds pump tracks around the world.
Well, the easiest to describe, a pump track is a track made from rollers and steep, curved turns. And it's built in a way so that pedaling your bike does not help you. So your whole acceleration, you do it by pumping over those rollers or through those steep turns. So if you do that right, you can gain so much speed by just pumping that at some point you will start jumping those rollers. Like you double them up, or if you're really good, you even triple them up.
You're probably familiar with skate parks. So think of a pump track as something similar, but purposely designed with bikes in mind. The rollers look like equidistant waves that push riders into these cupped turns that shoot them in another direction over another set of rollers and into another turn, and round they go. Or not, as Calori explains.
The idea is that you do have a defined lap, but you don't need to stick with it. So if there is a lot of people, obviously you stick with the given lap, but if there's not that many people on it, you can combine. You know, you can jump from a roller into a turn and out of a turn into a straight. And on this one here, you'll have enough options for the next quadrillion years.
In case you were wondering, a quadrillion is a one followed by 15 zeros. So you get the idea. Riders will be able to experiment a lot out here. Calori says he was familiar with pump tracks made out of dirt that had been built around Europe. But then he had an idea.
We were not the inventors of pump tracks. Obviously, there were a lot of people building pump tracks before us, just not with asphalt.
Asphalt pump tracks, they don't have to be reshaped or maintained the same way dirt does. And it makes them rideable all year round. Calori says an asphalt track comes together the same way a road does. First, they shape the earth, then comes the gravel, and finally the asphalt. Alon Karpman, the owner of Velo Solutions USA, is overseeing construction of the track in Springdale.
Velo Solutions figured out all the geometries over all the years of building them, where if you take even a three-year-old on a Strider bike, that's the bike without the pedals, and you put them on the top, just let them roll down, it takes them just enough to the next roller. So he won't go out of control. He'll have, you know, just enough speed to go to the next roller. Then intuitively, they start to figure out where to push down again to get to the next roller.
Brandon Pack, the executive director of the Ozark Off-Road Cyclists, says those two things, the asphalt and the ability to accommodate all ages, are what made the pump track a good fit for the Jones Center.
Once we really sat down with their leadership and their staff, and we started to, you know, kind of vision what this looked like, we moved away from, you know, a lot of dirt and features like that, because they don't really have the capacity to manage that type of dirt park. But what they can do, if we approach this with really minimal maintenance in mind, like we've done, really kind of urbanize the experience here, they're not going to be caught in the weeds doing a lot of maintenance on the park, and they can really focus on the programming elements and getting kids on their bikes. And they already have the staff for programming.
Pack says the ORC became involved in the project in 2016 after the Jones Center acquired 3.5 acres of land on the corner of Emma Avenue and Old Missouri Road that had once been used for a waste management exchange station.
And with the acquisition of this property, they really kind of wanted to know what was possible specifically with a bicycle. And so as an organization, we brought in some partners to help us kind of craft a vision for the property. And then with an amazing gift from the Walton Family Foundation, this thing is quickly becoming a reality.
The opportunity to build the largest pump track in the U.S. came up later in the planning process. But Pack says it fit right into the ultimate goal of the bike park, which includes two other skills areas.
We're going to start with the bicycle playground, which is really from that balance bike, those Strider bikes, those two-year-olds, really to start to give them, you know, a place where they can get better on their bikes. From there, it'll progress over to a skills area, which has not one, not two, but three different skills building lines, starting with really an ultra beginner, a beginner, and then an intermediate in difficulty level. And so all that progression now we have on one property.
Pack says children will be able to grow up, progressing their skills over the years, and different ages and abilities can come together, all in one park, from toddlers to teenagers to the pros. And Pack adds, there's about to be a lot of pros racing around the pump track in Springdale.
Out of all the byproducts to have from developing a bike park, yes, to land the Red Bull Champion Pump Track World Championship, which is October 13th here in Springdale, is really going to give the Jones Center an opportunity to highlight the Runway Bike Park on a world stage.
Red Bull has been holding 21 World Championship qualifier events all over the world, from South America and Africa to Indonesia and New Zealand. The top four men and top four women from each qualifier secure a place at the final. The first place qualifier wins an all-expenses-paid trip to the World Championship in Springdale. And Pack says Arkansans will have a chance to get into the mix with the last-chance qualifier the day before the championship.
And that is super rad. I cannot be more excited about that. We're going to, you know, there is a good chance that I know we have some strong riders here in Northwest Arkansas, so this is a call out to them that, you know, show up on October 12th, sign up, go ahead and put your name in the hat and compete in that last chance qualifier, because it would be really exciting to see one of our local riders competing in that type and that quality of an event the next day.
So how do you win a pump track race? Claudio Calori says you just have to be the fastest.
Well, the thing is, as said, like being fast on a pump track does not mean you're pedaling faster than anybody else. It actually means that you have better skills. It's also combined with fitness, because pumping through a pump track is just as hard as pedaling up a hill.
Calori says riders will compete in head-to-head races.
So you're going to be against another guy on track, and then the faster one advances to all the way until there's only two left. It took me actually 2 days to figure out the design for this track to make this format possible, so that we're going to have exciting head-to-head racing here. It's actually a pursuit, so, but that's hard to explain on radio.
I'll try.
It is, but here's Alon Karpman to explain a little further.
When he started out making head-to-head tracks, they were symmetrical. So imagine a piece of paper folded in half, right? Each side exactly the same, a mirror image. And that was great. For this one, he totally blew me away, because what he did was he took that mirror image and inverted it. So you are crisscrossing the exact same track.
Calori says racers can ride any bike they wish. It just can't have a motor. Generally, he says what you'll find on a pump track are BMX bikes and a smaller style of mountain bike called a dirt jumper.
The cool thing is that in the qualifiers so far, we were pretty much at 50-50 on winners on a mountain bike and winners on a BMX. So there's no clear advantage for one or the other. So it's going to be a big topic that people are going to talk about. Who is going to be the first world champion here in Springdale? Is it going to be one on a BMX, or is it going to be one on a mountain bike? I put my money on a mountain bike.
Guess we'll find out if Calori gets to keep his money on October 13th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The Jones Center will hold a grand opening for the Runway Bike Park on September 21st, and it is much easier to understand what a pump track is once you have seen it. So we've posted photos and a link to a video on our website at OzarksAtLarge.com.